Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The day after, there are many closings and delays after the big snowfall here in Pittsburgh. So at KDKRadio.com, we have the list. The biggest, of course, Pittsburgh Public Schools. Classes canceled. No remote learning or activities. Even their grab-and-go program not operating today. And 11 of those schools will be remote tomorrow. You can go to KDKRadio.com anytime for the complete list. I guess that doesn't surprise you, Kevin, since a lot of the side streets have not been touched yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of streets in the city of Pittsburgh and our region that are just narrow little goat paths. They're going to be tough to get to regardless, but some of the other ones are just sort of waiting.
It'll be interesting to see if they're now, somebody who lives on a street that typically takes a while to get plowed. Now, the question for them is the time lag, is it going to be significantly shortened when a crew will get to you?
Yeah, I know that the city of Pittsburgh has, a new administration coming in, but you still have the same public works department. But they say the equipment is aging. They're waiting on new equipment, things like that. But this storm, no surprise. We got one similar, a year ago, 2 years ago? We get them all the time. We're not Charlotte. We know how to handle the streets and stuff like that. And this should be, an easy, not easy. It's a difficult process, but it should be a standard operating procedure.
Well, it was heavy snow. Did you notice that?
The first thing I noticed when I got out of the house yesterday to shovel my sidewalk to get to my car. I noticed how heavy it was yesterday.
Yeah, and officially 9.1 inches of snow from the National Weather Service. That varies, of course, if you went up to Grove City, closer to a foot. Monroeville had 8 inches, some areas reporting 6. And you mentioned that other storm. That was December 16th, 2020, so a little over a year ago, where we had 9.3 inches of snow. And apparently a lot of people forgot about that because they, like you pointed out, we haven't had a snow like this since the 50s.
I was driving around listening all day yesterday. People saying, we haven't had this in a decade. This is terrible. No, this isn't Charlotte. This isn't, Atlanta. This is Pittsburgh. We get snow. Figure it out.
We actually, had one just over a year ago. Meanwhile.
And I want to know, what about that superload? Remember we were talking about the superload 22, the big 294-ton.
Oh, it's taken 10 days to cross the state. It's headed for Wampum.
Yeah, in Lawrence County. Now, did it get stopped because of the snow? Is it going to take 11 days now?
I thought you said you were going to download that app to track it.
You can track it.
You said you were going to have that app.
I didn't look at it today. I'll get to it.
We were busy yesterday. You may have noticed. Some developing news. Kevin, you mentioned that a fourth booster, they did some research on whether it would be effective or not after, people are questioning now whether we're going to have to get a fourth shot. So you had 1, 2, then the booster in many cases. And
yeah, they're saying in Israel, the Sheba Medical Center was doing the study on the efficacy of the fourth COVID shot. And they said, you know what, this shot is not very effective against the Omicron strain, so let's try and figure something else out.
Antibodies, but it will not necessarily prevent you from getting Omicron. With more on that, CBS's Laura Podesta, a couple of weeks from Thursday and Friday, but back to covidtest.gov. The site is active, but you will not be able to order your free rapid home test until officially tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's you're still paying for it through your taxes. It's not technically free.
Well,
you're still paying for it.
There is no free lunch,
but
Kevin.
You're not putting in a credit card number or anything like that. They'll send it to you. So I wonder if that's why you can't find them in the stores right now. Are they sort of stockpiling all of them for this launch of this website tomorrow so they can send them out to us?
But I know a lot of people who would like to have them at home.
Yeah. And if you're not feeling symptoms, I mean, it's good to have one at home just in case you start feeling sick. But if you're not feeling symptoms, don't stress yourself out trying to find one.
I know some people with a little OCD that seem to want to take one every day, regardless of how they feel. You don't want to do that either.
You don't need to do that. You're just driving yourself crazy
yes.
at that point.
COVIDtests.gov. COVIDtests.gov. Active tomorrow. A lot of residual issues due to the official 9.3 inches of snow that we got. Or is it 9.1? 9.3 was the last big storm we had, December 16th, 2020.
That was decades ago.
I know.
Everybody's saying, this is the worst storm I can remember, because I can't remember back a year and a month ago.
Well, anyway, the Pittsburgh public schools are closed. That means no remote learning and all activities, including their grab and go. And they have 11 schools that will be in session remotely tomorrow. You can go to kdkradio.com. We have the entire list, and there are many schools that have closed or two-hour delays or closed and doing remote learning. So the list is far too long to read to you like we did in the grand old days, but we have technology that allows you at your fingertips to access it, again, at kdkradio.com.
Yeah. And most of your school districts already texted you anyways or emailed
right.
or
you. Or robo-called you.
Hey, check this out, Larry. One thing we need to tell people in the city of Pittsburgh, as far as the public schools there go, no grab-and-go food today. Everything's shut down in the city of Pittsburgh for the Pittsburgh public schools. Now, our poll question was, how did the city do with the snow removal? How is your neighborhood? And, you know, the mayor, new mayor, Ed Gainey, this is his first big storm. He said he was going to mobilize all the resources. He visited the garages. He's asking questions. He's trying to get things right after every other snowstorm has fallen on disrepair, I guess you could say. Here's the answers some people are telling us. It doesn't look like it in Diane's neighborhood or Kathy's neighborhood. Matt says at least the snow filled the potholes. Phil says this is a fight no mayor can win. Pat said the city public works department employs plenty of professional workers who have been clearing the snow for decades. This is not their first time. They failed in the last snow. The mayor is not supposed to drive plow or salt trucks. It's not his job. And anyone who had to drive the city, Casey says, will tell you the answer is no, they didn't do well in their neighborhood. So that's just the responses we're getting.
And you are welcome to join in. We'd love to hear your comments. And when Marty Griffin came in yesterday, he told us about connections he has to the city where they said they were just going to block off the street with those wooden horses till they could get to them. So hopefully they'll get to you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're one of those people on a street that has not been plowed.
Yeah, and if you live on one of those goat paths, you've probably, I mean, come on. You can't complain about the service because you can't get some plows down some of those streets. And if people are parked errantly on the side of the road as well, it's going to be difficult. But most of the main streets is what we're talking about, and the secondary main streets as well. Hey, Larry, pandemic pets, remember them? Everybody was adopting a pet when they were staying home.
Yeah, during the lockdown, many people locked down with a new friend, a furry one.
Well, apparently people are sick of those furry friends because the local animal shelters are bursting at the seams. Paws Across Pittsburgh, it's a foster-based nonprofit animal rescue group, said that 111 dogs were surrendered to area shelters in the first 13 days of the new year. So
swamped.
A lot of people are ditching their pet. When you take on a pet, it's a responsibility for a lifetime of that animal. You have to remember that. It's
now I want to hear about the lucky man.
Okay, the lucky guy? Unbelievable. An Altoona man. He's 55 years old. He simply went and bought a lottery ticket in 1999. Won 100 grand. Pretty good, right? That'd be enough for you, enough for me. We'd be happy. Well, in 2016, he won $3 million. Last year, he picked up $500,000 in the Pennsylvania lottery. He's like the best customer. He must have one of those punch cards where lucky customer or something like that. Center Daily Times reporting that the 55-year-old Altoona man hit for a fourth time last week. Larry, he bought a scratch-off ticket, won another $1 million.
Man. I can't even get a free ticket anymore.
No. This guy's good.
So
we don't know how much he's bet.
Fourth win?
His fourth big win. Now, I remember I won like $5 or something like that. Nothing major. I won a daily number once for like $100.
Do you feel lucky, Kevin?
Not like this guy in Altoona. My goodness. Four big wins. $100,000, $3 million, $500, and now another $1 million.
I want to share a story about Ruthie Schuster, who passed at the age 100 and was still working at the McDonald's in Irwin, where the Big Mac Museum is. The Big Mac, created by the late Jim Delligatti, and in August of 2018, on what would have been his 100th birthday, we did a remote broadcast at the Big Mac Museum. And we were surprised to find that there was a woman who had been there for 24 years, who was 97, and it was Ruthie Schuster. And I had a chance to talk to Ruthie and get a sense of this incredible woman.
Oh, I just come down here. I just live right behind here. Walking distance, but I do drive. But I come down here and they hired me right away. I was
73, you
73,
said.
73, yeah.
24 wow. years ago. You drive still?
Yes.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Honda.
You mean a motorcycle or car?
A car.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
I know.
And what was Mr. Delligatti like, the inventor of the Big Mac?
Oh, he was a wonderful man. I was just maybe 2 or 3 years younger than he was. The whole family is very, very good.
And what keeps you going? You're still working at 97.
I like it here. I really like it here.
What's your favorite thing about coming to McDonald's to work?
Oh, I just like everything about it. It's very nice work. Good working people here. Everybody's nice. Customers are good.
What kind of jobs did you have before?
You want to know my first job? WPA when I was 18. Seamstress. You know what the WPA was. Roosevelt's time.
And you were the first one to get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you never quit since. Well, what else did you do?
I worked at the AMP. I worked at the YWCA. I did a lot of jobs. I counted 19 one night.
And so what do you do to stay so fit?
I appreciate every day. Every day to me is a bonus day. I love every day. Great. I don't drink it. I don't smoke. I like candy. I like chocolate. No diets. Anything I want to eat, I eat. I have no schedule for nothing.
Do you exercise?
I dance a lot. Mm-hmm. Four nights a week, usually.
Four nights a week?
And then I go up here for 3 days, up at this place on the exercise machine. On the tread machine, I go for 1 hour. I don't walk fast. I walk slow.
That's okay. Yeah, that's You're 97. That Take works. Your time. What's your hurry? This is the Anytime Fitness
Place. It's right
up
place. There, yeah.
Yeah, it's open, what, 24-7?
24 hours a day.
And how many days a week do you work here?
3 or 4.
That's nice. You know, you're an inspiration to a lot of people.
I love it here.
You do not look 97, not even close.
That's what I am.
Ruthie Schuster. Can we have a round of applause here for Ruthie Schuster, 97 years young, still working at McDonald's, the Big Mac Museum McDonald's. Is there a better one in the world?
It's nice working here. I love working here.
Well, it's so nice to meet you. You know, Katie Kay is just turning 98 this November.
98 November.
Yes, so happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Yeah, when's your birthday?
March the 3rd.
Okay, we're going to remember that.
I have a party here every March the 3rd.
Well, we're going to come see you.
Okay.
Does that mean we're invited?
Everybody's invited.
Ruthie Schuster here at the Big Mac Museum McDonald's in Irwin. Wow. What an honor to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Again, that was August 2018. And last March 3rd, when Ruthie turned 100, they made her queen for the day. And she will be missed. But what a joy, what a light that she was to everybody that met her.
Absolutely. An irreplaceable jewel. And we have a lot of those irreplaceable jewels here in Western Pennsylvania. But yes, what a light.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head on the treadmill in her late 90s for an hour a day. Oh, God, I got work to do. Yeah, the markets continue to take a slide. I'm going to guess in part it's due to Omicron.
Yeah, there's a lot of issues facing this country. Jamie Meredith, good morning.
Good morning. You're right. A lot of issues coming off of a monster year last year. Markets continue to be a little bit weak and ended Friday mixed. Big three each ended lower for the week and continue to sink lower for the year. Dow fared the worst on Friday, pulled down by financials, down 0.5%. J.P. Morgan fell more than 6% after missing revenue estimates. American Express down 2.8%. Goldman Sachs down 2.5. NASDAQ had a bit of a rally on Friday, up 0.5%. Strength in the mega cap names, although once hot names, Peloton and Moderna, continue to slide, each down more than 2.5% on Friday. S&P was essentially flat, up 3 points. Data out on Friday was generally negative and missed the mark. U.S. consumer sentiment fell close to a 10-year low. Inflation and Omicron is worrying the consumer. Industrial production edged lower. Auto production stumbles. U.S. retail sales fell much worse than expected, down 2%. Omicron high prices and shortages can trigger the biggest drop in 10 months. We've now officially kicked off earnings season with the banks. Today we'll get earnings from Bank of New York Mellon, Goldman Sachs, PNC. Growth rate for the S&P, according to FactSet, for earnings on the fourth quarter is expected to be 21.8. If that happens, this will be the fourth straight quarter of earnings growth above 20%, which is pretty spectacular. Well, we were closed yesterday. Markets closed for Martin Luther King Day, but futures are lower as we officially start the week. Dow futures down 279. NASDAQ futures down 283. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us at 9:30.
All right, Jamie, stay warm. Your Money and You Morning Report with Heffern Tillotson, Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.